I'll introduce myself. My name is Edwin Vallant. I've been an officer of the Arizona Supreme Court since 1974 and an officer of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals and therefore every court inferior to since 1978. We're going to talk about rights, not all of your rights, but mostly rights of the accused or the convicted. Let's start with the United States Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and also Amendment 14. Amendment 4, searches and seizures. Here's the wording of it. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Now, what this says is that, hey, a peace officer is wondering, I wonder what that guy's doing over there. Okay, he can't go up to him and say, hey, look, what are you doing? Because under the case law, that constitutes a seizure under the Fourth Amendment. Similarly, with a vehicle stop, if you're stopped, the officer who stops you has to have at least reasonable belief, and depending on the circumstances, perhaps probable cause. Now, Amendment 5 is titled Capital Crimes, Double Jeopardy, Self-Incrimination, Due Process, Just Compensation for Property. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces or in the militia when in actual service in time of war or public danger. Nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor to be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. A lot of you will be asking, okay, that's a strange juxtaposition, and a lot of people have asked that. It's about due process. And what constitutes due process? Due process means that your case has been presented to a court with a specificity sufficient for you to answer to it, and that you have the right to defend yourself, which gets into Amendment 6, Jury Trial for Crimes and Procedural Rights. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Okay, see, there's your right to counsel. As you know, when you enter a plea, You have to waive all your constitutional rights. I ask you, you know, do you waive the right to be confronted by the witnesses against you? Do you waive your right for compulsory process for the appearance of witnesses in your behalf and the assistance of counsel? I'm thinking to myself, you got to be nuts to waive these rights. You know, I don't care. I'll go down in flames. But you betcha I'll get up to the plate and take a swing. I don't care if Sandy Koufax is pitching. You will be surprised to know that among your rights are the right to medical assistance. That's included by case law under, you know, a 1983 action. But right now we're talking about Amendment 14. Which, oddly enough, is titled Citizenship Rights Not to be Abridged by States. This is Section 1. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States. Nor shall the state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of its laws. That's the emphasis. Okay, this was adopted in 1867 after the Civil War, because essentially you'll notice the echo of Fifth Amendment due process. Or in other words, wait. No, we didn't just mean it for this class of people. We meant it for everybody who's here. Okay, that includes you.